Wow. So, welcome nation to another episode of the Phenomena Nations podcast. It has been well over 6 months, less than a year though, since our last episode aired. Why is that, you may be asking? Well, a few things. One, I just kind of got busy. Didn't have the drive to do it, so I kind of also just got lazy with it because I was doing other things. But, it just kind of didn't seem to fit at that point, which I was, doing other stuff, so I guess, yeah, that's kind of what happened. So we've just been, I've just been chilling. So I apologize for kind of just not saying anything and just kind of disappearing altogether from the internet. This is, and I apologize to, there's two people that I have interviews with that I am trying to recover the audio from because I got a new phone and the audio didn't carry over to the other phone, so I'm currently trying to fix that. And hopefully the next two episodes that will be airing will be those two interviews. And again, I profusely apologize to those two bands, or well, the one's a band and one's an individual. You know who you are, and I profusely apologize for that. Yeah, I don't know what to say. It's just I apologize for kind of just going offline, but it just honestly the podcast from what I was doing it didn't really fit what I was doing, so I just kind of took a break, and I think I'm not gonna go to a regular upload schedule just yet. I'm still trying to deal with some things, but well, because right now school's kind of a heavy load, I decided it was a good idea to take a hard science instead of an easy one, and so right now I have a really in-depth science course that I'm taking, and that is pretty draining. But I'm almost done, so pretty soon we will be back in business, hopefully. And yeah, so guess what we are today? April 3rd is which I will be releasing this on. If I'm not mistaken, this is the fourth anniversary. Well, now I'm questioning myself. So why don't we go and take a look? Hey? What is that? Yeah, okay. Do do do. Yeah, so it's an anniversary special. Sadly, oh no. This is the 5th year anniversary of Phenomena Nations podcast. I am. Have I really not posted anything since April last year? No? No, May? Wow, May. Okay, so it has almost been a year. That is wild. That's crazy to me. I didn't realize how long it had actually been, and I'm really sorry for that. Yeah. Anyway, it's just yeah, it's this is the 50-year anniversary of Phenomena Nations podcast, and that's kind of exciting for me. It's been a really long time since I've even thought about like actually thought about picking up the mic. Well, actually, I'm just using my headphone microphone right now because I don't have my interface and everything set up just yet. I was trying to use it on my amp for my guitar, but it didn't work. And next segment, I'm going to be reviewing a concert I just saw. And it was actually pretty badass. It was really enjoyable, but I'll get to that in a little bit. Right now, I just kind of want to talk about what I've been up to in this past year. Last year, around just the December time, around Christmas time, you could hear me playing a little bit of the guitar in the background because I just started learning. I stuck with that, and I'm actually playing in a band now. We don't have a name, and we haven't recorded anything, but we get together regularly, and we play where I have a lot of stuff written for it. So hopefully, soon, you'll hear some of our stuff on this podcast, hopefully. I'm playing as the lead guitarist in the band. We recently acquired a singer and rhythm guitarist, so that's dope. I've been playing with them, we started in September when it was just me and our drummer. Hopefully, you guys will meet my band someday. Evan is his name, and then after months of playing together, within this last month or so, we found a bassist, and his name is Alex. And he's really good, and we've just been playing for a little bit together, and now finally we have a singer, and that is really cool. I'm really excited to work a little bit with that. I have a lot of great ideas, a lot of good riff ideas and stuff, good song ideas that I am more excited than you know to finally put to use to for them to come to fruition, you might say. And I stuck with the guitar. I ended up working more on guitars than I have playing them, so I'm a better luthier than I am actually guitar player. So makes sense that I'm a lead guitarist in a punk band. So not exactly the highest standard of lead playing, but you know, I'm always working on it. But I've been doing a lot of like building and stuff on guitars, a lot of fixing, a lot of work. I've done some work for other people now, and I've had damn near 20 guitars total. I've just been buying and selling them. The most I ever paid for a guitar is $250, I think, or $230. There's the one that I built with Camp Casters, which I've talked about before, which cost $300 to do through the course, but I kind of like a gift. So it was $300. And sadly, they're not doing that anymore, actually, Camp Casters. They're not offering the courses anymore, but I was able to, from the people running the courses, I was able to purchase another kit guitar, and that's what I'm working on right now. I kind of got the inspiration from it was kind of like a mix. Well, it's the San Dimas guitars from Charvel. No, not Charvel. Is it Charvel? Who makes Satchel's guitar? Anyway, yeah, it's a San Dimas. It's kind of like a Super Strat. So that's what I'm kind of working on right now. And the color is a color changing green to purple, like the Music Man, like a Petrucci Music Man, like a Majesty, I guess. And those are really cool, and I'm excited to see how that's gonna turn out. I've been took me like 4 times to get it right. So I had to paint it and take off all the paint like 3 or 4 times. The first 2 or 3 times, I can't remember how many it is at this point, but I was painting it a pink, and I wanted to do a black burst all around it. But turns out, when you mix too many different kinds of paint, like is spray paint, but you know, different for different applications, it wrinkles. And when you put too many coats on, it wrinkles. So scrape it all off. Put on some a different primer than I did last time. Two coats, boom, wrinkled. Scrape it all off again, you know? So I had to do that. But now it's actually turning out pretty good so far. And I'm excited to show you guys what that's going to look like. And I've just been working and buying and selling guitars. Playing guitars. It's, that's kind of like a dream come true. I'm sure I've talked about it on the show, but my dream since I was like 9 was to play in a band, you know, and just make music that people can feel. Because I've always had such a deep connection with music that it's, you know, I know there's other people out there too that do that. So if I can create that for someone else, then that is my dream. And so finally I have the chance or opportunity to do that, and for that I'm infinitely excited. What else has been going on with me? I got a job at a heavy-duty automotive place. That's pretty dope. That's also been taking a lot of my time, but I really enjoy it. I really enjoy the job, so not too big a deal, actually, at all. Work with good people, so it's fun. Get to learn a lot about that stuff. And then, what else we got? Won't go into too much detail about this one, but I got myself a lady friend. Yes, an actual real-life girlfriend that is totally real and not imaginary. Totally not in my mind. Totally not just saying that to make you guys, like, think that I'm moving up in the world, because that's totally not what it is. I, like, actually have a girlfriend for real, for real. Like, I'm not even joking. She's totally real. She just goes to a different school. You wouldn't know her. So, yeah. Yeah, so other than that, it's been, focusing on school and stuff. Anyway, let's go to a little break here. Coming up next, we got a new Against the Sun track. This is called Enemy. Coming up next on Phenomenal Nation. We'll be right back. Standing right where you should be, stealing all your energy. While the planet is burning and we can't.
could see the enemy standing right where you should be, stealing all your energy.
Right, and we are back. So we've got, I wanted to talk about a concert I just saw, but, no, we'll do the concert. We'll talk about the concert first. So, in the city of Prince Albert, there's a local band that just dropped their debut album. The band is called Heartwarming, and the album is called Basement Madness. They're kind of like an indie rock, alternative rock type band. And, I decided, so I was looking on Kijiji, obviously. I always gotta look on Kijiji. And, I saw this ad and it was Heartwarming album release party. So, looked at it. Tickets $8 in advance. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I saw a few videos on YouTube, and they didn't seem too bad. So I went and bought a couple, some for me and my brother and some of my friends. We went and we saw them this last weekend here, and go in. Then opener. The opener, they just played covers, you know. It was nothing fancy, just to get the crowd warmed up, I guess. You know, nothing too crazy. And you know, I wasn't expecting too much. I was like, oh well, $8 for a ticket. The opener was good. Like they had a lot of energy. But you know, I was just like, I was skeptical. I was like, for album release, they probably. It didn't seem like they've played too many shows before. So I was like, whatever. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it is. And watching the opener, they were like 15 minutes, took a short intermission. Then the band Heartwarming came up on stage. And I could tell immediately that they had energy. They had charisma that a band needs. And that was really, really something that not a lot of bands, like especially like smaller local bands, they don't have that. They're not confident enough. But to be fair, they were in, you know, they were in a place where they knew they had fans. You know, there's, but whatever. A lot of bands lack the confidence they need to really get the crowd in the palm of their hand. But these guys, you could tell immediately that they were ready, they were prepared, they had everything set to go. So they got up there, talked a little bit, and then they just started playing. And immediately I was blown away. A band of that caliber has no right being as good as they were. It was quite impressive, actually. They played. I'm not sure if it was the whole album. I haven't got a chance to listen to the recorded album yet. I've just seen them live. And they played quite a few songs from their album, Basement Madness, as I said. Starting off with the title track, Basement Madness. And I was very, very surprised at how good they were. And just the way that they new hour. I have a watch that beeps, and then that means it's a new hour, so I just say new hour. The way that they just knew the songs. Even something as simple as that, knowing the songs that they were playing, it was such a tight performance that they were able to just keep everything in line. And it was something that not a lot of bands can pull off, because they're too, I feel like a lot of bands are too obsessed with appearances or things of that nature. And I think that this band, you know, they got up there. They didn't look anything special. You know, they were just like dudes in regular clothes. There was nothing stand out about them, except their instruments. Well, the guitars, at least. I'm kind of a guitar nerd now, I guess. And that caught my eye. But most people, that they wouldn't care. Yeah, but anyway, I was, where was I? Yeah, there was nothing, particularly special about their appearance. So it was a little bit, it caught me off guard when they started playing. And it was just such an enjoyable show. There was a lot of energy. Like I said, the band had a lot of charisma, and they were able to keep the crowd entertained throughout the whole show. Even like in between songs, their front man was funny, and their lead guitarist would like, I don't know how to explain it. He was just it was like he was playing, he wasn't just playing to the audience, he was playing for the audience. No, other way around, whatever. You know, when he would play a solo, like everyone would just go crazy for it. And it was really cool to see. And I had a really good time, and I definitely recommend them. And if their album is out by now, I'll try and leave a link to it in the into the description there. So yeah, definitely if you have a chance, check their music out. If you're ever in the area and they're doing a show, why not go to it? Like I said, it was a really, really enjoyable show. There was probably 60 people there for a band they're pretty new. For a band that, you know, local and small, I thought that was a pretty good turnout. And everyone was really there to feel it. They were really into it. So that's probably the best part about it. So, yeah. I just thought that was pretty cool. So I think, again, moral of the story, support local, like, especially with music. It's not easy to make it as a local band, a small band, you know, so if you can, if and when you can, support local, even if it's just liking a post or sharing a post, it goes a long way. So, you know, go see shows, buy merch, at the very least, support them on the social medias. My apologies, I was so rudely interrupted. But anyway, moral of the story, like I said, support local if you can. And yeah, fun stuff. Anyway, so while I was gone, my favorite bands release music. Some like the bands I play on the podcast, like Bloodprint, for example, they released a new album not that long ago, and oh man, it slaps. Once Again in Darkness is the title, and it's a six songs, really, really good all around. They've been experimenting with a lot of different stuff, and it really, really hits hard. So, in light of that, coming up next, we've got Dread by Bloodprint. Yeah. Anyway, I've been Max Pichette of Phenomena Nations Podcast. I once again apologize for my extended leave of absence, but I'm glad to be back. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you later. Through the apocalypse, the dead hide under the sun.
what way?